because he has severe anxiety and is now facing eviction from his condominium. And Ryan and Brutus, who's the squirrel is a female, join me now, I believe. Now, can I see Ryan, please? Ryan.
Yeah, I was unable to get her out.
You can't get the squirrel out.
She's asleep, and you know, I tried getting her out. I sent a bunch of videos that I took today before she went to sleep, and hoping you could replay those.
Okay, Ryan. So you have an emotional support squirrel. Why do you need a squirrel for emotional support?
Well, basically, I saved her life, and in return, she somewhat saves mine back every day. You know, it makes me really happy when I come home and see her. I get a very few hours of free time per day, and those couple hours, you know, she just makes it so much better.
Wait, so you have anxiety or you're lonely? What is the diagnosis to justify an emotional support
squirrel? Anxiety and stress disorder.
Okay, how did you get this type of anxiety and stress?
I was in a car accident back in October of 2011. A drunk driver had hit me going 45 miles per hour when I was at a stoplight. And unfortunately herniated several discs in my lower back, rendering me unable to do a lot of activities that I used to be able to do, and permanent injury.
Yeah, no, so, herniated discs are extremely painful. I definitely am empathetic towards that. So why a squirrel as opposed to a dog or that type of animal? Because a squirrel's kind of like a wild animal.
Well, Hurricane Matthew came through Florida, and the day afterwards, I had found her underneath a car that was at a traffic light and about to run her over, and a group of people, you know, kept saying somebody needed to do something. So I crawled underneath the car. I pulled her out from underneath the tire, and that's when I saw that she didn't have her eyes open yet. She didn't have any fur.
You rescued the squirrel, and then the squirrel became your pet, and the squirrel behaves?
Yes, yeah, I raised her, had the syringe feeder for 3 weeks.
Do you walk around with the squirrel, like, on your shoulder? Do you carry it like a baby? How do you transport it?
She sits on my shoulder, but she's more of like an inside cat. I don't take her out because,
got it.
The one time I did, a dog had attacked the, carrier that I had her in. And,
That makes sense because dogs, don't like squirrels. And the condo that you're living in, they want to give you the boot and you feel like you're getting railroaded, but it looks like law is on your side. Is there anything you want to say quickly to the condo?
You know what? I'd just rather be the better man, and, you know, they can be negative if they want, push as hard as they want, but, you know, I am going to fight back. That's all.
All right. Well, listen, Ryan, my best of luck to you with your condo squirrel situation. And I'm